The New York Republican State Committee's executive director, Michael Lawler, was celebrating in Westchester County Tuesday night with supporters of incumbent Republican County Executive Rob Astorino, who won re-election to a second term in a county where Democrats outnumber Republicans by about 2-1. Here's Lawler.
Republicans, Democrats, independents are united in one thing. They've had enough of the high taxes in the state of New York. We are the highest tax, highest regulated state. Rockland County, fourth highest property taxes in the country. Westchester, number one. Nassau, number two. Clean sweeps across the board in seven county exec races. We flipped a 3-1 Democrat county in Erie County. The legislature went Republican.
He was especially excited about the wins in Westchester and Nassau counties, two counties that lie right outside New York City. He notes Westchester's Astorino won by keeping taxes and spending low, same as incumbent Republican Nassau County Executive Ed Mangano.
And Ed Mangano won in 2009 with a taxpayer revolt. This reaffirmed that taxpayer revolt. They kept property taxes low, they cut spending, and they provided sound fiscal management for their respective counties, and that's why the taxpayers rewarded them with decisive victories. In Nassau County, Ed Mangano won by 20 points, similar to Chris Christie. And in 2-1 Democrat Westchester County, Rob Astorino won by 7 points.
Paul Basinski, a political science professor at Orange County Community College, says low voter turnout can be a contributing factor to the GOP wins.
And if you have a smaller turnout on the whole, that's going to tend to help the Republican Party. So I think it does give them a little bit of a boost in these very much off-year election years in a place like Orange County.
Republican Chestertown Supervisor Stephen Newhouse handily beat Democratic County Legislator Roxanne Donnery for Orange County Executive. Basinski explains why Republicans may benefit from low voter turnout.
If you look at presidential election years, when we have a broader turnout, I think in the Obama years, in 2012 in particular, we had close to 60%. You just have a larger base of representation, and that more diverse base tends to help the Democrats on the whole a little bit more than the Republican Party.
Governor Andrew Cuomo endorsed in person the Democratic County Executive candidates for Nassau and Westchester counties, Thomas Suozzi and Noam Bramson, respectively. The GOP's Lawler says the Republican wins in these counties are a potential statement for the governor's race in 2014.
It is very much a referendum on Andrew Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo came in and campaigned for Ed Mangano and against Ed Mangano and against Rob Astorino, and they both won decisive victories.
Here's Basinski.
But yeah, I think across New York State on the whole, a pretty good day for the Republican Party. Some kind of a referendum on Andrew Cuomo. I mean, some controversial things happening.
He points to the controversy over Cuomo's gun control measure, the SAFE Act, as an example of an issue that could be shaking down at the local voting booths. Earlier this year, Astorino was floated as a potential candidate to challenge Cuomo in the 2014 election. In October, a Siena Research Institute poll showed Cuomo with a 2-1 favorability rating, and a majority of those surveyed said they are prepared to re-elect him as governor. The poll also found Cuomo's overall job performance improved. Calls to the State Democratic Committee were not returned in time for this broadcast. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.